From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Suicide car bombs exploded in quick succession today in the heart of a government complex in Baghdad, killing at least 132 people and injuring hundreds of others. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse says the bombers apparently got their vehicles through several security checkpoints before detonating the blasts.
Less than a minute after one huge car bomb hit the Justice Ministry, another exploded near the local governor's office. The bombers struck at one of the busiest times of day and in one of the busiest parts of Baghdad, in the heart of the city's administrative district and right next to the green zone. The destruction was immense. Hours after the explosions, rescue workers were still sifting through the rubble and the wreckage, looking for bodies and survivors. Hospitals struggled to deal with the wounded as ambulances brought in more and more casualties. As the day wore on, so the death toll mounted.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Baghdad. Exit polls in Uruguay's presidential election show former rebel leader José Mujica with a lead over former president Luis Lacalle. But Mujica is acknowledging he's unlikely to garner a majority of votes, so there is likely to be a runoff in the race. Richard Reynolds has more from Montevideo.
José Mujica, who is almost universally known here by his nickname Pepe, is something of a legend. In addition to his prison escapes, Mujica was shot 9 times in battles with police and the military. His party, the Frente Amplio, or Broad Front, is a left-of-center collection of various former political parties. Uruguay allows for same-sex unions and recently allowed for adoptions by same-sex couples. Last year, Uruguay's Congress became the very first in Latin America to pass a bill allowing for abortions on demand, but it was vetoed by the president. That said, Uruguay remains the odd man out in Latin America, and Mujica has promised to continue that. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Montevideo.
The man challenging Afghan President Hamid Karzai in an upcoming runoff says he's not interested in a power-sharing arrangement. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Abdul Abdullah told Fox News Sunday he's ruled out joining a coalition government headed by Hamid Karzai, and he cast doubt on whether Karzai could be a credible partner for the U.S. should he win the runoff as expected.
I think so far one of the problems for the United States and the international community has been the fact that the Afghan side has not been able to deliver, and the Afghan side has been led by Mr. Karzai in the past few years.
Karzai defended his record on CNN's GPS, saying Afghanistan should be seen as a toddler that falls as it tries to walk. The Afghan president also disputed reports of massive vote rigging.
The last election wasn't as bad as it was claimed. It was a lot better. This election we should try to have better.
The runoff election is to be held November 7th. David Wellner, NPR News.
This is NPR News from Washington. Federal investigators are looking through a smoldering fuel depot in San Juan, Puerto Rico, looking for any indication of whether an explosion there was intentionally triggered. The blast, shortly after midnight Friday, set fire to half of the fuel tanks at the facility and spewed toxic smoke over a wide area, forcing the evacuation of hundreds of people. Government leaders from 16 nations are wrapping up trade agreements this weekend at a summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN for short, in Thailand. Dwali Saikautau reports the group is considering creating an East Asia community similar to the European Union.
The idea is to create a new economic grouping that will integrate more countries beyond Southeast Asian nations. At the summit, Japan's newly elected prime minister proposed what he called the East Asian Community, a bloc that will use a common regional currency as European Union nations do with the euro. Australia's prime minister proposed what he called his Asia-Pacific Community, which would include the United States. Both plans would be a decade in the making, but Asian leaders are undecided about the suggested models for an East Asian free trade zone. Another possible sticking point could be who will hold the leadership role in strengthening East Asian economies. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau.
Transit system workers in Philadelphia have voted to authorize a strike 3 days before the Phillies are slated to play their first home game of the World Series. The head of the union representing the transit workers says he hopes a deal can be reached before then, contract negotiations set to resume tomorrow. In the American League Championship Series, the Los Angeles Angels and New York Yankees are scoreless after 2 innings. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.